Americans and an immigrant walk into a room.
Diametrically opposed foes.
They emerged with a compromise, having opened doors that were
previously closed, bros.
The immigrant emerges with unprecedented financial...
It's got that show-stopping quality, and it's become a kind of anthem for the campers at an exciting summer festival in the Poconos. The Room Where It Happens.
The Room Where It Happens.
That from the award-winning musical Hamilton. And it displays those elements, exemplifying the captivating power of songs that just embody the brilliance of great Broadway shows. There's an irony, though, in the choice of this song to represent what happens in the workshop rooms of the Pocono Mountains Music Festival Performing Arts Camp. In Hamilton, as we know, the tune focuses on exclusion. Three key characters making decisions behind closed doors. With a camp, though, inclusivity is the key. High school students are invited to come together with professionals, teachers and coaches, many who are Broadway veterans, to develop their talents and the self-confidence it takes to make their mark in the world the right way. They learn to collaborate, share, and create in life-changing ways. Now, in its 16th season, the festival is celebrating its new home, BARC. That's the Barrett Administrative and Recreational Complex. That's in Cresco, where this Friday it's Cabaret Night, featuring Sally Mays, who made her Broadway debut in Cy Coleman's Welcome to the Club. Mays is perhaps best known for her performance in the Roundabout Theater's revival of She Loves Me on Broadway. This Sunday, it's tea and symphony at Skytop Lodge in the ballroom. High tea and classical music at 3 o'clock. What might be everyone's favorite each year, though, is The Room Where It Happens, described as a night of talent, passion, and bright horizons, the 2025 Performing Arts Camp Showcase. The Pocono Mountains Music Festival was founded in 2009 as the Buck Hill Skytop Music Festival to offer musical and educational programming as a special cultural resource for the Northeast Pennsylvania region by showcasing seasoned and up-and-coming performers in disciplines including cabaret, jazz, dance, chamber music, pop, country, and musical theater. The intimate performance venues allow audiences access to these world-renowned musicians. The festival's notable education program offers local students the chance to study and perform with music and theater professionals. The Buck Hill and Skytop community's enthusiastic response to a Jewel Box opera performance in the summer of 2009 inspired then Buck Hill Falls homeowner Dr. David Mazza to organize support for the festival. The festival has enhanced its program with new dimensions each season, and it's enjoyed increasing attendance. The artistic board includes Broadway and TV actress Barbara Andres, celebrated cabaret performer Anne Hampton Calloway, award-winning playwright Tony Kushner, Oscar and Emmy award-winning actress Julianne Moore, contemporary composer Thea Musgrave, and Broadway composer Jimmy Roberts. We had a chance to speak by phone with Dr. David Mazza, founder and president emeritus of the festival, about the event's history and its heart, the Performing Arts Camp. Because he cares so much about the festival's educational mission, for part two of our conversation, Dr. Mazza arranged for us to speak with Kelly Rabke, director of the camp and vocal coach, as well as two young people who took part in workshops in past seasons. Kelly Rabke sets the stage for us.
I was there last year as a vocal teacher, and I am really, really looking forward to spending the full 2 weeks there this year and working with the kids. It was just a great experience last year. And we have some new faculty coming back this year, making a few changes in the program. In the past, we had two different dance instructors, one of whom always taught tap to the students. The big and exciting news this year is that we are in a completely different space. We had been in the high school. We are now in a community center called BARC, B-A-R-C. So we have fantastic facilities at the new space, but the stage is smaller, and it didn't seem to really lend itself to a troupe of stomping, tap dancing teenagers. So we've decided to change that part up a little bit. And we have a new dance teacher coming in. Her name is Madison Embry. She is just fantastic. I met her a few years ago up at Jacob's Pillow. If any of you are dance aficionados, you'll know about Jacob's Pillow, which is a very, very famous dance school program, performing arts center up in the Berkshires. And Madison was part of their musical theater program a few years ago. She is proficient in all styles of dance, but in addition to that, she has also spent the last couple years touring the country in the Jurassic Park live show. She is very, very talented at stage combat, and I thought that would be a really cool sort of masterclass for the kids one day. And she's got just a really fun reel. She's done commercials, TV, performed all different kinds of things. So she's going to be bringing some new energy and new ideas to the dance program this year. And then we have an acting teacher named Will Porter. He is so much fun. He is truly one of the funniest people I've ever met. Just this little spitfire, energetic guy who just got his master's in theater. And he was, I think back in during the pandemic, you guys did some sort of online dance and performance class for the kids when we couldn't, unfortunately, meet in person. And Will was part of that faculty back then. So we are bringing him back now in person. And again, like I said, he's just such a fun, spirited human being. Everybody's going to love him. And then Campbell Fields, who has been there, I think, since it all started. And he teaches a really, really interesting class with the kids. It's kind of a creative expression slash songwriting class. And he sits down at the piano and he gets ideas from the kids. And they brainstorm and they come up with lyrics and they sort of en masse communally write a song together and they present that as part of the final showcase. So he will be back again doing that. I will definitely be teaching voice and also directing, you know, the final product of the showcase. And we will have the last person in music faculty will be a music director, which is the music director helps us weave together the medley so that each of the kids gets some sort of solo, and then we have a big opening number and a closing number, and it's going to be great. I'm very excited.
Kelly, you have such an extensive range of experience. Tell us just a little bit about your background.
So I am born and raised in New Jersey. I'm a Jersey girl, and I went to college as a classical voice major, but soon after switched to musical theater, and I got my big break playing the narrator in the revival of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. I have a great audition story that I won't share with you now, but I was handpicked by Sir Andrew Lloyd Webber himself, who happened to walk in during my audition. And my callback, he handed me the part himself, so it was all very exciting. And actually, I should say that was my big break on Broadway, but my actual big break was playing Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz at the Paper Mill Playhouse in Millburn, New Jersey, which is very close to where I grew up. And I had a couple other shows at the Paper Mill, including Stephen Schwartz's Children of Eden, which you can hear me on the Children of Eden American premiere cast recording. I'm also on the U.S. cast recording of Joseph. And I worked for many, many years in regional theater and voiceovers and commercials. And then I left the business to have a family. I have two kids. And yeah, for the past 10 years or so, I've just been doing concert work, primarily with Scott Coulter, who you all know had been running the camp and also a big part of the Pocono Mountains Music Festival. And we do symphony concerts all across the country, from Mexico to Canada. And I do my own cabaret shows. And that's pretty much me.
When you were growing up, were you able to avail yourself of anything like this program? Were there things like this around that you might have had access to?
You know, I did a summer program at a place called Newark Academy in New Jersey. It was called Newark Academy Summer Musical Theater, and it was, I guess, similar. It was probably a 3 or 4 week program. Actually, maybe it was only 2 or 3 weeks. I don't really remember. But the same kind of thing. You know, they taught us a little bit of singing, a little bit of dancing. We did a showcase at the end, and I think I did that in probably 8th or 9th grade. It was middle school years, and that definitely helped solidify my love for musical theater and helped turn my sights on pursuing it as a career. I definitely think that summer programs and after-school programs and all of that kind of stuff really, really make a difference. The arts are so important for kids. You know, in so many cases, it can be the only reason that a kid wants to go to school is for their chorus class or for their participation in the theater or even working behind the scenes backstage. And not everybody is an athlete, so I think that the arts are a team sport in and of themselves. You know what I mean? And you learn discipline and you learn working with others, and for so many, it's a passion and a dream, which it certainly was for me.
And the idea of having coaching and teaching from people who have been doing it, like you laid it out for us. So that has to make a difference, not just overtly in what you can instruct them about what it's like to try to be a professional in the theater world, but also just by osmosis, by what you know and what you've learned through that world, and that can't help but be a gift for them.
Yeah, every exposure that you can have to teachers, you know, you never know who that teacher is going to be where it just clicks. And that doesn't have to just be in the arts. It can be, you know, your math teacher, whatever it is, the person who suddenly speaks your language and tells it to you in a way that you can absorb it and be inspired by it. So the more exposure you have to different people, the better, particularly in the arts. As I mentioned, I was a classical voice major, and I was in a very, very intense program where I had to learn to sing in Italian and German and French, and I had weekly rep classes with all of this, you know, difficult classical material, and they were wonderful, wonderful teachers up at Ithaca. But it wasn't until I changed schools, because I got an agent between my junior and senior year, and I moved to New York City, and I finished up my education at Fordham University. So I ended up losing all of my music credits because Fordham didn't have a music program, but they did have a theater program. So I ended up with a BA in theater. But there was one woman who taught a musical theater class at Fordham, and her name was Luba Chereski, and she became my voice teacher, and she was the single most instrumental teacher in my life, pun intended. She just got my voice, and she spoke to me in such a way that she brought out what needed to come out, and I don't know, sometimes I'm not even sure I knew what she was talking about, but it worked. So, yes, the more exposure you can have to different voices and different perspectives and people's different backgrounds and experiences, certainly the better.
It's a two-week program. 2 weeks doesn't sound like a lot, and yet so much can happen for a young person in 2 weeks.
Yes, I have to tell you, I was surprised too last year in the 2 weeks. And I was actually only there for 1 week. My friend Jessica Hendy and I split the vocal teacher weeks last year. And so I got there for the second week. And in the first week, what they had done was determine which song each kid was going to be singing. And it's not an entire song, because with 30 or 35 kids at the camp, that would make for a very, very long showcase. So what they did was they took a cut of most of the numbers, and they were woven together into, I think it was three different medleys. And so when I got there, everyone knew which song they were doing, and then it was my job to sort of polish them and get them more comfortable and actually stage it. And I was so proud in the 6 days from where I started to when they performed those songs, just to see the comfort level on stage, to see them making choices about, okay, I'm going to come further downstage and really deliver this line, and, you know, taking the direction that we had worked on. And yeah, it really is amazing what you can pull off in 2 weeks. And I think the kids that are there really want to be there. So they work hard, and I mean, they learned dance numbers, they learned everything. And I think it's a rewarding experience for everyone involved.
You know, I see all the shows, and I have to tell you, last year's camp show was absolutely amazing. I thought it was the best thing of the whole season. It really gave people goosebumps. What these kids did in 2 weeks, I should say also, what these counselors were able to bring out in these kids in 2 weeks was absolutely amazing, really amazing. And it's really a tribute to their ability to bring out these talents in these children. And their comfort on stage was really amazing to watch, just really amazing.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, let's hope we continue down that same path this year. And again, you know, the kids, they're signing up because they want to be there. And I mean, this is not, I wouldn't consider this a pre-professional program. It's not like there are schools in New York City where kids are going there after school or every weekend and, you know, they already know that this is what they want to do with their lives. That isn't necessarily the case with this particular group of kids, though you certainly had some incredible talent in the mix. But even if it's not something that they're going to pursue for the rest of their lives, they get the satisfaction of what they have accomplished in those 2 weeks. And like you said, it really is a lot.
Yeah. A quick story. One time after one of the camp performances, this was several years ago, a mother came up to me and said, "I just want to thank you for having this camp. My son," and they were from South America, and they had actually immigrated here when he was a youngster. And she said he's been totally kind of into himself since he started school. And she said, over these last 2 weeks, his personality has changed so tremendously, has totally opened up, and he now feels connected to the people in the camp. She said, "I just want to thank you. You really brought out in my son something that no one else was able to do." And so just an example of how you can really affect people's lives. And again, as Kelly said, you aren't necessarily going on to be a performer, but just the whole idea of the arts and what it brings out in people and what are the benefits for every aspect in life are really important. And to that end, we have actually two students who can speak to what the camp did for them. Now, this is Arwen Cameron, who has been in the camp for a few years. And I had asked her to come on today just to talk about what the camp did for her, not only in the arts, but also maybe in other aspects of her life.
Thank you. And we understand you're going off to be in CATS now. Is that right?
Yes, we're in tech right now. We open tomorrow at the Shawnee Playhouse.
Do you think you would have tried out for CATS? Would you have gone that way if you hadn't gone to the camp? Was the camp instrumental in keeping you going and whetting your appetite to do more theater?
Absolutely. I remember before I started the camp, it was like junior high, middle school me, and I always had want to do theater and the performing arts, and this camp really brought that passion kind of alive. I remember, I think it was the second year, everything went, like with COVID, everything went remote, and this camp was literally unstoppable. Like, we had Zoom sessions, and every summer, I remember I had like the best 2 weeks of my life with all my friends, and we got to put on a show, and I learned so much about what it is to grow as a human being and as a performer. And we did everything. Like, we tapped with the camp, we did songs, we composed even. It was really cool. We would make our own songs. And I don't think I would be the artist I am today without it. I really think that it makes people kind of thrive and like realize their passion and why they want to do it. And you get to do every type of performing. Like, it's so different. There's like different little classes in it, which is really cool. And I think because of this camp, I'm now studying musical theater in New York City, and I really owe a lot of it to the performing arts camp at the Pocono Music Fest.
We were just talking with Kelly about the fact that this is not really long. It's 2 weeks. How do you think it is that you could do so much in 2 weeks?
Yeah, I would say it's definitely, the staff was really great. We had different teachers for every class, so we had tap, and then we had like a mock audition class with another teacher, and then we had a cardio class. So the amount of people involved really helped. And then also, I remember my friends who did it, we all grew very close very fast, and we all wanted to put together a great show, so that definitely helped. And I think just, yeah, like everyone spending so much time together and building those connections allows us to kind of put art together pretty fast. It was really enjoyable.
We heard about a class where you would wind up writing those songs together. It wasn't just give me a melody and we'll string it together. It was about creativity itself, was it?
Yeah, I remember we would sit in a circle and like we would all popcorn around and talk about, we would write little poems and we'd be like, "Oh, I love this idea used for yours. I think I'm going to use that for mine." And we would like mix and match verses, and we would all do it. It was very collaborative, and we would all do it together. And then we would all sit in this other room and like record our individual lines, and we would all have our feature. And it was, I think, It was really cool. I've never done anything like that until that camp. I wasn't a songwriter beforehand or anything.
And how about your voice work? You had enough coaching in the times that you have attended the camp to learn to be careful with your voice and to use it in the way it needs to be used in musical theater?
Absolutely. I mean, I had been taking voice lessons since I was a kid, but the camp really taught me how to be comfortable in my own voice and understand my own style of voice and like what songs really showcase me, because everyone would pick a song and go around and sing it every day, and that would be our showcase song. And I think that was really important, because as a soloist, you know, sometimes in shows, I mean, even in Cats, there's a lot of like ensemble work, and I think that's so important. So the camp had a mix of ensemble singing, and then they taught us to find our own style when we would sing solos, which is something that really allowed me to grow.
What do you like about Cats? Do you love the show?
I really do. I didn't really know it very well before doing it, but this year I kind of went down like the rabbit hole and I was watching all the different versions of it. I really do like it because I love to dance and I love to move, and it's fundamentally a very heavy dance show, but I think it's cool to kind of be in that different physicality of like a cat while doing the dance and singing really, really high, and it's just really fun. It's got everything.
Are you Griselda?
I'm Demeter, so I sing Macavity.
How terrific. Well, break a leg.
Thank you.
Great. Take care. Bye.
You too. Bye.
Bye. And Dr. Mazet, you've connected with someone else who attended the Pocono Mountain Music Festival camp.
Her name is Judianne Meredith, and I asked you to come on because I know you had been to several of our camp programs, and now you just graduated from college, right?
Yes, I did.
So the idea was to say what you thought you got out of the camp, not only from the standpoint of the arts, but also from the standpoint of life in general.
So I think the main way that the camp prepared me for my future in a non-arts career path was in the confidence that it gave me. I had a lot of really great performance opportunities as a teenager in my high school and in other places, but none of them came close to giving me the confidence that the Pocono Music Fest camp gave me, both on stage and also just off stage in my day-to-day life. And I credit a lot of that to the really amazing instructors who really take the time to get to know each individual student and understand where they have room to grow and also what their personal goals are for the camp. And they take a really individualized approach to whether a performer has a lot of experience or no experience at all. And they really make sure that everyone has the chance to grow and to shine on stage in the best way possible. And I think a quick story that really reminds me of that is one of the first days, I did the camp for 3 years, and one of the first days they had us all write our goal for the 2 weeks on a piece of paper. And we handed that into the instructors so that when they were working with us one-on-one, they would be able to help us work towards what it was that we were really interested in learning about. And then at the end of the camp, we went through and it was very obvious that every student had made significant progress toward their goals. But mine in particular was that I wanted to work on just having better facial expressions and being a little bit more expressive when I was performing on stage. And it felt to me very obvious that through the confidence that I built and just like the genuine enjoyment that I was getting out of being on stage, that my expressions did get better. But I also had someone who I didn't know, who was just in the audience for the camp showcase, approach me after the show and tell me that she had such a great time watching me on stage because my expressions were, I clearly looked like I was having a great time and I had great facial expressions. So that was a huge compliment to me, but also I think a huge compliment to the program in general, just how well they do with helping students work toward their goals.
Without being solicited, you got that reaction from an audience member. We were just talking with Aaron about the class or the workshop in which you all would come together and wind up collaborating on a song. Did it have some impact in terms of learning to work together with others or in terms of your own creativity opening up?
For sure, yeah. One of my favorite parts of the camp was definitely when that we worked a lot individually, but we also had the chance to be in the room when other people were performing and to hear the feedback that they were getting, and then ultimately that more collaborative workshop working on the song. And I think it really speaks to one, I mean, it's a great community that the Music Fest camp built. I made a lot of great friends in it that I pursued outside of the camp, the 2 weeks of camp. But I think it really speaks to how well we get to know each other, both as performers and off stage, that we're able to come together and do things like that. And it's also just, it's another thing to be proud of. I think everything that we've put on stage as campers was something that we could go home and say that was something we hadn't done before, or we learned to do it better if it was something we had done before. So that was just one thing that I think everyone felt really proud of, for sure.
And how about the opportunity to hear the performers who would come in and do the public performances? Did you get to hear those artists?
Yes, those were also amazing. And I remember that when I would go back to my high school and do audition for shows at my high school, I would put the names of the performers I had worked with on my resume. And I just know that everyone I worked with in high school knew who they were, and they were so impressed that I had had the opportunity to work with them. And we had classes in singing, dancing, acting from all of the different professionals. And I definitely took something different away from each one of them. And it was really incredible to see professionals working with us and being so supportive of what we were doing.
Do you know what you're going to do now that you've graduated?
Yes, I majored in politics and journalism in college. So I'm hoping to pursue political communications. So not really related to the arts, but I have kept the arts as a big component of my life. I go to the music fest shows as often as I can. And just in general, I really gained a serious appreciation for the arts and for theater in my time in the camp. So I try to incorporate that in my life as much as I can.
Yeah, I think it really speaks to how the arts have so much effect on people's ability to express themselves. And, you know, there have been a number of studies done where they've looked at kids who have taken art programs and their accomplishments in school, and without any extra help, they had better grades in general than kids who didn't do the arts. So I think that speaks to what the arts does in terms of motivating people and also learning how to collaborate and think creatively, which is so important in today's world where creativity, I think, is going to be more and more important with all the AI when all the other stuff is just going to be done by a computer. But creativity is still something that is of a human spirit, and I think the arts really brings that out.
Let me ask Dr. Mazza, how does someone sign up? Are there auditions?
No, there are no auditions for the camp. We really want everyone who has the desire and passion to come and do this to do it. And you can, you know, go online. You can fill out a form, which is available at our website, which is PoconoFest.org. And then we contact you and we tell you about the camp. And if you're still interested, then you can come in. It's really an open, we didn't want to make an audition kind of camp because, again, this gets back to the benefit of what the arts can do for everyone, not just people who want to go to Broadway or the Metropolitan Opera, but for every person in general. It's really a tremendous benefit if you are able to collaborate, to express yourself, to feel free, confidence in yourself. These are all things that are so important for success in life.
And an immigrant walk into a room diametrically opposed.
Dr. David Mazza, founder and president emeritus of the Pocono Mountains Music Festival, speaking with us and with the director of the camp and two former students about the fact that the performing arts camp is really at the heart of what the festival is dedicated to doing. They present wonderful professional artists from New York, Broadway, and beyond to come to entertain all of the audiences in the region. But basically, as you just heard in Dr. David Maz's talking about the camp, how the education is the key. So we spoke by phone with Dr. Mazza, and he arranged for us to speak with Kelly Rabke, who is director of the Performing Arts Camp this year and vocal coach, and also two former students, Arwen Cameron, who was at the time we spoke taking part in the Shawnee Playhouse production of Cats, and also Judy Ann Meredith. And Judy Ann Meredith innocently used the word room a couple of times. She said that the camp was a place where they, as students, have room to grow. And she said they also had the ability to be in the room where other people were performing and they could learn from those experiences. Well, the room where it happens is the title of the very special camp showcase, and it is also the title of the camp itself. And you can attend the camp showcase on Friday, July 25th at 6 p.m. at BARC, the new home in Cresco. And there is no admission for the wonderful showcase, the room where it happens showcase. So it's Friday, July 25th at 6 p.m. at BARC. It's free. It's in Cresco. And you can see the results at the showcase of the two-week performing arts camp that began July 14th, so just at the beginning of this week, and will run through the 25th. Also, though, there continued to be festival performances at the highest level. This Friday, July 18th at 7:30, it's cabaret night at BARC, and it features Sally Mays, who made her Broadway debut in Cy Coleman's Welcome to the Club at BARC. And this Sunday, it's tea and symphony at Skytop Lodge in the ballroom, high tea and classical music at 3 o'clock. And the festival season ends with Tropical Rock, and that's a benefit concert for the festival. That's Saturday, August 16th at 7 p.m. at BARC. Music of Jimmy Buffett, the Beach Boys, Bob Marley, and wonderful songs by Van Morrison and so many others. A benefit for the Pocono Mountains Music Festival. Tropical Rock, Saturday, August 16th at BARC in Cresco at 7 p.m. For all the details and to learn how to sign up for next year's Performing Arts Camp, PoconoFest.org, PoconoFest.org. But the room where it happens, Friday, July 25th, the Performing Arts Showcase, 6 p.m. at BARC. There is no admission fee, and there is no admission fee to take part in the two-week workshop itself. PoconoFest.org.